But like I said, even though Show and Lesnar, Undisputed Title match, great stuff, the real SmackDown main event on this show was the triple threat elimination for the WWE Tag Team titles. Edge and Rey Mysterio defending against Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit, as well as Chavo and Eddie Guerrero. So the SmackDown 6, man, the infamous SmackDown 6. And literally, how many combinations of all of these guys did we get? I mean, every single week on SmackDown from like the summer up until early 03, when, you know, Edge gets hurt and like things start going in different directions, these guys were intertwined literally for like 6 months on SmackDown at least. We'd get Eddie versus Rey, we'd get Edge versus Eddie, we'd get Angle versus Benoit, and then they'd team up. And then I remember one week on SmackDown, I think it was like September of 02, getting Angle versus Benoit, and then they added in Rey, made it a triple threat just because they were in San Diego. The amount of great action we got from these six guys during that time, like, well, what a time. What a time period on SmackDown that really helped establish all of these names to the next level. Like, obviously, Angle had already been a WWE champion at that point. He was already a main event guy. But, like, the SmackDown 6 era really helped elevate Edge, taking him to the next step and growing his popularity as a singles guy. For Rey Mysterio coming in from WCW to WWE and basically immediately being thrown into the mix versus Chavo in his debut. Then just weeks later is fighting Kurt Angle at SummerSlam. And then literally from there is a made man on SmackDown. Special time for Friday Night SmackDown, man. Something that I don't think will ever be duplicated again. Just six different guys, all immensely talented. Just something that I think, again, I just don't think you'll ever see duplicated again. And having this matchup at Survivor Series with all six of them in there, WWE Tag Team titles on the line, which was technically a brand new championship because obviously the World Tag Team titles were fully assigned to Raw. Stephanie McMahon introduces these belts for the tag division on SmackDown. For fighting over those new championships with all six of these guys, just adding to the prestige of those titles, which is great, and they just absolutely tore it up. Again, this was an elimination matchup, so Angle and Benoit went first, and then the Guerreros ended up beating Edge and Rey to leave as the tag team champions. But talking won't do it justice, man. Like, and same thing with all the other matches that we've talked about on SmackDown, and the Edge and Rey versus Angle and Benoit at No Mercy in 02, a couple weeks later in the 2 out of 3 falls. I believe we get Benoit and Eddie one-on-one at Armageddon. Of course, Angle goes on to fight Big Show for the title. Rey goes out with injury with a couple weeks later, and Edge ends up fighting, A-Train at Armageddon. But just talking about the moves and all this stuff and the matches themselves just doesn't do it justice, man. There was just a certain energy with everything, not just, you know, I was talking about like the atmosphere of Madison Square Garden, but just every week on SmackDown, Taz and Michael Cole calling the action, making these guys seem like $1 million. And of course, this was the time during Paul Heyman writing for Friday Night SmackDown. And, you know, he's talked about that a ton of time and how he would, you know, try to elevate talent, intermingle main event guys with lower card guys. So now you have more main eventers and all this stuff. I know we're kind of branching off from the match itself, but just talking about that whole time period, SmackDown 6, absolutely legendary. And again, this match was just freaking awesome, man, to say the least. The real SmackDown main event. We had some awesome action in this thing that, again, words just don't do justice. Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, Eddie tapped out Rey in the end to win the tag team titles. This was also playing into Angle and Benoit splitting apart. This is really kind of the end of the Angle-Benoit team after they had been feuding, came together, won the tag team titles, lost the tag team titles, and then lost this matchup. We just had some miscommunication. I believe Benoit had Edge, I want to say, locked in the crossface. I think Eddie hit Benoit in the back with a tag team title and then threw the title at Kurt Angle, so it made it seem like Angle hit Benoit with the title, because obviously they were the dysfunctional duo during this time. And then I think somebody takes it. I think Edge ends up spearing Benoit or something. Something like that. They just, you know, they're arguing, and Edge and Rey, I think, take advantage, and then Benoit and Angle just argue out of the arena. And that's how they go, man. But I absolutely love this matchup. It's one of those matches where, even if I'm not watching this whole show, I'll just go back and watch it because it's just super fun. And just, again, what led to this, you know, I think the following Thursday on SmackDown, we had, like, just talk about the next chapter in the SmackDown 6 era. I think the following Thursday on SmackDown, we had a four-way, I want to say, that where Angle won to become the number one contender for the WWE title. I think it was Angle, Benoit, Eddie, and Edge, I want to say, was in the four-way, which just, like, come on, dude, you're just getting that on a random Thursday night on SmackDown in 2002, like, How lucky could you be? Just be like, oh, I'm going to tune on SmackDown tonight. What do we got? Click. Oh, Edge, Angle, Benoit, and Eddie? Like, my God, what a time. But, yeah, again, words don't do it justice. I freaking love this matchup. That's all I can say, man. But moving on with Survivor Series.